as bright as all these lights are, so many today, the light in each one of you is brighter. Are you aware of that radiance? Satyoga is the process of becoming fully aware of that radiance and then merging into that radiance and realizing the unlimited scope of that radiance. And so Satyoga meditation is considered to be a triple act. It is simultaneously three acts in one. It is an unrestricted act of understanding, all of reality, including the self. Unrestricted by beliefs, thoughts, or language, or images, or symbols of any kind. Secondly, it is an unconditional act of love. Love without an object. Love that is completely without limits, without barriers. And thirdly, it is the undefinable act of being, pure being. We let go of the action of becoming, which is a constant flight from the self that the mind is engaged in. The mind is engaged in putting on one mask after another, and in avoiding the responsibility of love and even the potentiality of understanding, because if we understood too much, we could no longer maintain the ego games. And so it is that absolute commitment to truthfulness and to presence and to open-heartedness that is our liberation. Nothing else will do. And that's why we don't emphasize here all the techniques of meditation that you will learn in so many other places. Because you can hide behind those techniques. And you can use them to gain temporary experiences of feeling good without having transformed your being, without having truly come face to face with the God within. And so Satyoga is a kind of meditation that one will open to only after one is done with all the games and is ready for truth in the most naked form possible, which is formless. And when one is no longer content with justifying or rationalizing one's being, and when one is not afraid to face the emptiness and the nothingness behind all the masks, and once we are able to face the inner truth of our true nature fearlessly, openly, without distraction, we are liberated. And this is what is referred to as Sat-Chit-Ananda, because what comes with the freedom from having to maintain the masks and the narratives and the emotions that go with the thoughts of the ego, when we are freed of that burden that we are carrying, there is a blissful realization that all along we have been free. We were fighting against phantoms, fighting wars that have long been over in the past, but we refuse to come into the present. And that's all we need to do, is to come clean, to let go of the past, and to live in the truth of this moment right now, in which all that we need, all that we could desire, is here. And we are that.